It's 8 a.m. and minus 14 degrees Celsius as I crunch through the thick snow on the McGar family farm in upstate New York, about 3 hours from Manhattan. Keely McGar grew up here, and she brings me into the relative warmth of the milking parlour. So this is a parlour just like you'd see in Ireland.
Behind the cows, facing their bums and their udders.
It's a very vulnerable place to stand.
Definitely have to watch the tails raising at any time. Could be dangerous for you. We milk about 185 cows, so we have Holstein and Jerseys in here getting milked at the moment.
They're in fantastic condition. Obviously, it's winter, they're inside. Yeah. Do they get out during the summer?
Usually late April through end of October, they'll be able to get outside during the day. They'll still be inside during the really hot part of the day, because our summers here get really hot as well. This is Diego, our professional milker, who's here doing the morning milking for us. Hola.
Hola.
Where does most of the milk go?
The majority of the milk we sell goes to a co-op called Dairy Lee, which would be one of the largest milk purchasers in the Northeast, to be bottled and sold for fluid milk, and the majority of it goes down to New York City.
And the cows are finished, they're walking out?
Yep, so we just opened up the gate and they're heading back to the barn for some lunch and a nap.
Keely is the third generation here. Her grandfather bought this land after serving in World War II, but she's the first in her family to set up a cheese business. Her story began a few years ago when she travelled to Ireland and worked for Tom and Jaina Ferguson of Gabeen Cheese in Skull, County Cork.
When I had just gotten over in Cork, I went down to the market at Man Point and met Jaina Ferguson from Gabeen and just stuck myself out there and said, could I please come work for you for a little while or do an internship or something just to check out your operation. I went down and did an internship for a few months, and it was great for me to see how a small farm has made a successful business using all of their milk, producing it all into cheese.
The time in Ireland, did it give you ideas about cheese?
I came back with a pretty firm vision in my mind of how I wanted to set up a creamery. Also, the style of cheese I knew I wanted to create was that washed rind, semi-soft. So we, of course, have New York City as a really great market. And as local demand is increasing for local food, it's also becoming hyper-local, so people in New York are demanding, why don't you have more New York State cheeses? So we're benefiting from that.
One of your cheeses is called Across the Pond,
exactly,
which I presume is a reference, is it, to Ireland?
Yep, absolutely, yeah. We're near the water here as well, being near a lake, so something water-related. And then we thought, obviously, it was an easy choice that we learned and were influenced by the cheeses over across the pond. So this is kind of our show cow group, we call it. Definitely more comfortable in here.
Back on the farm, and this morning a cow has been taken ill. Keely's younger brother, Pat, comes into the barn to see what can be done.
So what Pat's going to do is he's got a big 14-gauge IV needle, and I've got her head tied back here to her leg just to keep her still. And he's going to go ahead and start an IV in her jugular.
She doesn't look well, does she?
No, just a little depressed after calving yesterday. And we'll get some fluids into her and make her feel better, and she'll snap right back around in no time. They're short of calcium, so that's the main issue here behind her being depressed.
In the late 1970s, Pat and Keely's father took over this 400-acre farm. He expanded and modernised, but it's not been easy. There's no milk quota in America, and the pressures on small to middle-sized dairy farms are immense.
You know, there was all this kind of these medium-sized farms, and you just don't find them anymore. We're one of the only farms of our size in this area. There's a lot of really large farms, and then there's a few small organic or pasture-based dairies that are maybe making yogurt or cheese, butter.
So that's been the split, that you find that people have either got big,
mm-hmm.
presumably they've got out,
yeah,
or they've got gone some specialty.
Right, exactly. Or, you know, and a lot of them would have been, a lot of the other farms might have been folks who decided to retire and didn't have anyone to take over. So,
and having been in Ireland and seen the situation in Ireland, what do you make of it?
I think it's something that's happening on all dairies. You know, every dairy that I've been on in this country anyway is facing those same dilemmas. Do we get bigger? Is there, you know, there's kind of a constant push towards growth. That's kind of the rural dilemma, isn't it? That, not to romanticize it, but those small and medium-sized farms, lent a lot to the community. So the decreasing number of those, you have a lot of people moving out of the area because there isn't the job base here. It's just changing. It's definitely changing. A lot more of the economy is going towards tourist-based things rather than straight agricultural production.
Keely's link to Ireland isn't just about cheese. She's also married to Alan O'Brien, a Cork man who she met while he was on a road trip around America.
In Savannah, I met Keely in an Irish pub, of course. They kind of followed us, pretty much.
No, you followed us.
Well, the first night we followed ye, and then...
I believe you, Keely.
But I've been here now full-time since 2011.
Did you ever imagine growing up in Cork City that you would end up on a dairy farm in upper New York State?
I can't say I did, no. It's a bit of a change of a lifestyle. I'm a city boy, so I don't know anything about farming or farm life. It's not a career. You've got to be kind of born into it. It's, especially on a dairy farm, I mean, it's at least 12-hour days. The cows don't know it's Christmas. It's, yeah, a bit of a strange tale, but it's fun.
So here's Keely's. Her freezer's, her cooler's locked.
That's luckily great. For Keely, Cornell University is just down the road. They have a world-class dairy research centre, and Keely is part of a Cornell programme that supports farmers and food producers who want to develop their cheeses and find new markets. Rob Relay of Cornell.
Bringing artisans like Keely in, and we've got another artisan that's going to start this week as well, to help develop their products, help get them into a retail mainstream, is really what our goal is.
How hard is it for the smaller producers here in New York State to get into the big retailers like Wegmans?
Well, it's very difficult because, you know, New York City is not what all New York is about. Actually, New York is vastly agricultural and vastly rural. These larger retail operations like Wegmans tend to try to shy away from those types of people. One, because of food safety issues potentially. They don't have the volume that type of a store would want to generate. Well, we started last year with this program. The five artisans that are involved now were in one store. And as of the fall of last year, we've gotten them up to 7 stores. So the volume has gotten much larger.
Back in the farm kitchen, and little baby Kian joins us. So are Keely and Alan tempted to return to Ireland for good?
One huge asset to being back in Ireland is just the quality of life. Maybe a little bit more relaxed lifestyle than we're used to in New York. We'll have to kind of see what the next few years bring.
I don't know if it's an American thing or something. It's just a sense of belonging somewhere. I wanted to be Irish, or I wanted to be part of a community. But you said that you feel very relaxed.
It's like home. It's such a gorgeous spot. I think we'd be very happy if we make our way over there in a few years' time.